Hello, it's the 10th of January. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. At an Executive Committee Council meeting presentation held last week, Lib Dem councillor Michael Headley, the portfolio holder for finance, revealed that the excess resulted from savings in council tax support due to higher than expected employment numbers. The cash will be distributed between Bedford Borough Council, set to receive just over £3.5 million, Beds Fire and Rescue Authority collecting around £217,000 and the Beds Police and Crime Commissioner's Office securing just over £480,000. The Bedford Blues women's rugby team will launch their free Train with the Team programme beginning on Saturday the 15th of January. The six-week rugby-themed sessions will be open to all Bedford residents and will focus on improving fitness and well-being. A Bedford Park Avenue residence was the target of a burglary on Saturday night. However, Beds Police and their response unit, who were on patrol, were alerted to the criminal activity. The suspect was found and caught within 10 minutes. He was in possession of a pair of gloves, a crowbar and a torch. The Bedford burglar was later arrested and taken into custody. Best Foot Forward is a new Bedford Walk coaching service run by Tom Barwood, a teacher, coach and explorer. His aim, while walking through the Bedford countryside, to refocus the priorities of clients on what they believe to be the most important elements in their lives. That's all for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.